What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sean versus Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith. It is Tuesday, June 20th, and you guys know what that means.
It has begun.
That's right, guys. Warped Tour season has begun. It kicked off on Friday, and it's going to be continuing on all summer. And to celebrate, I have my friend Shay Ryan. This is her fifth time on Warped Tour. She's been out with Full Sail University since 2013, and she's going to be on the show. She did a call-in, was already in Seattle, Washington, getting prepped for the very first day when she did the interview. So I very much thank her for sitting down and chatting with me for a little bit. I know that she was pressed for time there, but she's going to be talking about Warped Tour, giving you some Warped Tour survival tips, and also too, Shay is like basically the face of Full Sail University right now. She's out on, you know, of course, with Full Sail on Warped Tour, but if you ever do any YouTubing of Full Sail and everything that's going on, she's pretty much always the one that's going to be hosting those videos. She's the on-air talent, so definitely going to want to check it out. She's got a lot of cool stuff to talk about Full Sail, a lot of cool stuff to talk about Warped Tour. She also does cosplay and does princessing, you know, where she gets hired on to dress up like a princess, so she's going to be talking about that too. Really awesome guest, really interesting, so make sure that you stick around for that. But yeah, Warped Tour season's in full effect, guys. It's time to cut your hair into a mohawk, dye it pink or green, preferably the night before, go out to an open field or a freshly paved parking lot and see all of your favorite bands. I want to give a big shout out to Knocked Loose. They're going to be on Warped Tour all summer. Those are our boys from Louisville, from Oldham County. So big shout out to them. And big shout out to AudiophileInc.com for printing all of the old Sean versus Wild merchandise. And they can print all your merchandise too. No matter if it's a t-shirt or a tank top or something like that, get your perfect ironic shirt printed so you can wear it on Warped Tour, guys. You're going to want to do that. You want to be the coolest person there. So go to audiophileinc.com and work out a deal with Shane. That's AudiophileInc.com. AudiophileInc.com. They're located in the heart of Louisville, but they ship to all 50 states. So you can get the best deal in town, no matter what town you are repping, you're representing. And guys, speaking of representing, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week to the podcast. Please represent by giving it a 5-star rating on iTunes or giving it a subscribe, a like on Facebook or Twitter. Feel free to share the podcast. Anything you can do to help, I would definitely appreciate it. The more, obviously, the more traffic, the more traction that the show gets, the more new listeners. And if this is your first time listening, welcome very much to the show. I appreciate you checking it out. Guys, that's going to be pretty much it for me today. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week and tune in. Let's get wild. So it's rainy out there in Washington? Who'd have thought that?
I know. I'm so surprised.
So you're in Seattle?
We are in Seattle, like in the city, like in a parking lot within the city. So there's like skyscrapers around us.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Seattle before?
I mean, no. I've been to the last Seattle Warped Tour date, which is, you know, a parking lot with a very nice like little mountain thing, but that's it.
Usually every time I think we played Seattle or Portland in the past, it was like one of those things where it's like we're playing Seattle or Portland and then you have 2 days off to make a 40-hour drive. So pack up early.
Yeah. Literally, that's what we're doing. We go from here to Salem. We're not even doing Portland. We're doing Salem.
Really?
Oregon. And then we're just like driving all the way down to New Mexico because that sounds really fun.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate you coming on the show. I know it was kind of last minute,
yeah.
A little bumbled the scheduling there. But yeah, I appreciate you being able to do this over the phone. You're in Seattle and I'm in Indiana, so we're just making it work across the country.
Hi, Indiana.
Hi, Indiana. And yeah, guys, thanks for tuning into the Sean versus Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith, and not in the studio, remotely, out in Seattle, Washington, out in the wind and the rain, is Shay Ryan, a.k.a. Shayzilla. You're
Hi.
Out there on Warped Tour again this year.
Yes, I am. Warped Tour has started, but it's the first day and it's cold, so I don't know what's happening.
How many years in a row is that for you?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year in a row. I met you in 2013, yep. So you had already done it a year
yeah.
before that, too.
No, that was my first year. I met you my very first year out.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey,
Does that make this 5 for me? I can't do math.
Well, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. See, I was just doing, 17 minus 13, 4 years. Whatever.
Yeah, math, whatever.
You got it. It's the 5th year. How exciting.
I am thrilled. I got the back lounge, so that's, the best for me. I'm, the smallest person on the bus, but, I'm taking up pretty much the whole back lounge because why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I'm like, I've been on this bus long enough. And it's so funny because it's the same exact bus every year. So I've had the same bunk for 4 years. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get the one with the window. So I went in the back lounge and I was like, I want the window one, please. No one fought me. So no one fought you yet.
Wait for it.
Yeah, no one fought me yet. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and they're just going to throw me out of my bunk like a gang.
Do you think... They're probably going to be so jealous because having a deluxe, nice bunk, it must be twice as nice for you. It must be like double the size of it for a normal person because you are a wee fellow.
Well, no, it's still the same size bunk. It's got a window. I'm really excited.
Oh, nice.
It's the only one that has a window. I think there are some in the front that might be a little bit bigger, but I mean, I'm a wee little one, so I really don't mind being shoved into a coffin for 7 weeks to sleep.
Plus, you get a beautiful highway side view.
Dude, I'm saying I've literally never been able to see traveling across the nation because everyone says, you go on Warped Tour and it's so much fun. You see all these cool things. I'm like, I see the best parking lots across America. Sometimes fields.
Yeah, exactly. I was writing the intro to this show, just taking some notes, and it is the time of the year when people go to open fields and freshly paved blacktops to go see all their favorite bands.
Yes, exactly this, and sweat your ass off.
Yes, exactly. And Shay, I haven't talked to you since last year, so it's been a full year, but I've been keeping up with you on Facebook. What has been going on in your life over the last year? Because you're just blowing up, especially with all your cosplay stuff.
A lot has been happening all at once, which I'm really excited for because I just feel like I don't even know what started it. But I got promotions at work. I work for Full Sail University, and now they're kind of slowly shaping me to be the face of Full Sail, which is completely a fluke. We have this thing called Hall of Fame where we recognize some of our graduates who have done really big things in the industry, and my friend who works with me, we decided let's do recap videos. So we started doing those, and then Full Sail said, hey, you do really well on camera, let's make you the face of Full Sail. And then I then got all these different opportunities through that. I got to meet the mayor, I got to meet some really important people at WWE, which is really exciting.
Well, I'm a huge wrestling nerd,
yeah.
So I'm going to be talking to you in great detail. In my notes, I put WrestleMania 33 with huge underlines underneath it. So I'm going to talk to you all about that for sure.
Yeah, John Sabor is really cool. He's really nice.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one guy I got to meet that I really remember. Just remember being you're tall as all hell, but you're so nice.
But yeah, you really are the face of Full Sail. I've been seeing a lot of YouTube videos, and you are basically the on-air personality.
It's fun, but it's also like you were saying earlier, I got my own cosplay stuff. So before, I kind of just ran with my own social media on my own terms, do whatever you want. But now it's I have to be conscious of who's seeing me, because people from my professional job, which I love, and I want to be respectful, they're also now creeping on over to my, their public social media accounts. So, they're seeing all my cosplay and stuff. And, come on, Poison Ivy, she's got boobs that hang out. So, sometimes I'm oh, I'm sorry about it. Or in my private life, I dress like a little goth princess. So I'm oh, sorry for all, the pentagrams. But also, I'm not sorry because it's me.
But hey,
it's been a fun balance.
I mean, it's 2017 here. I mean, cosplay is so huge. Being goth, did that ever really go out of style? They should know this already.
No, it's gonna stick around for a while.
But yeah, and yeah, like I said, you're the host of I saw you being the host or the on-air personality, the on-screen talent for a lot of the Full Sail videos. And again, the big one that really drew my attention, I was like, oh, WrestleMania 33. Like, I know that they had a lot of stuff at Full Sail. I know NXT is at Full Sail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you got to hobnob with a few of the wrestling talents?
I tried to. I feel so bad. I don't know anything about this world. You know, Tatiana, my friend, like, she tells me about wrestling all the time, and I try to keep up, but I'm so oblivious to it. So anyone who is really tall and tan, I just assume they were a superstar. And I had to learn that they're called superstars and not, like, wrestlers.
Yes, exactly.
Like, made that mistake. But they were, it was really cool because we partnered with them to do, like, the kickoff event on Full Sail's campus, and it was a veteran hiring event. So it was really awesome to see, like, both companies come together and give back to the community, like, the veteran community, and have all these resources, like, going over resumes, and they had, like, photo booths set up so you could take professional photos for your LinkedIn. Like, it was, like, the coolest thing ever. And, of course, like, a lot of the superstars were just hanging around chilling, like, talking to all the vets, like, mingling. Like, they're so down to earth.
Yeah. I would love to have went to that. I'm a big wrestling fan, but NXT specifically, that's taped at Full Sail, and they host a lot of their events stuff at Full Sail, is my jam.
Got to come down.
Well, I'm lucky enough that they do come to Indianapolis and Cincinnati and some places in my area, so I do get a chance to see them when they are when they hit the road. But I would love to come down, actually. You know, maybe see it at Full Sail. You know, you can give me some recommendations as far as where I need to go and places I need to see while I'm in Orlando.
Heck yeah, and you got a place to crash.
Hey, that always helps. I'm going to save on that hotel fare by hanging out with the Shayzilla.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
it's a good discount.
Yeah, exactly. And not only, you know, I guess saying you're the face of Full Sail, not only on YouTube, but you've been a representative on Warped Tour, like you said, for the last 5 years, and Full Sail is who you're out with each year, correct?
Yeah. So that kind of came about because I worked MegaCon for Full Sail on a whim. They knew that I was into geeky cosplay stuff. This was back in like 2012, and they said, you know, this girl, she does cosplay stuff on her own time. She'll fit in at MegaCon. We don't know who else to send. So I worked MegaCon for Full Sail, just telling people about the university, and they're like, well, you did well, you could go out on Warped Tour. And it just happened out of the blue, and I kind of adapted, and it's been wonderful.
Did you know much about Warped Tour? Did you ever go before they asked you to be a part of the tour?
You know, I hadn't been to a single day of Warped Tour ever, but I always wanted to go growing up, but I didn't live in the United States for high school, so I lived in Italy, so I didn't get the opportunity, like, over the summer to go see all my favorite bands. So it's kind of always been this thing that I dreamed of, and I had no real concept of what it was. So I showed up the first day in 2013, and I was like, there's how many stages? Like, how does this work? How many people come? You're kidding. Like, I was astonished.
Exactly. It is kind of overwhelming, and you get lost, but usually about an hour in, You can kind of finagle your way around.
Yeah, and it changes every day, so that's always fun.
Yeah, especially when you're on the tour, like, and you got to, like, figure out where your stage is and then where to set up your tent, in, like, positioning to that stage that's, you know, going to command a good field of, I don't know, advantage for the audience. You know, of course you want to get your
attention.
Yeah,
where's my target demographic?
Exactly. So, yeah, well, and that was your first Warped Tour was 2013. Now you're a seasoned pro, and I've seen you do this online for Full Sail, but I wanted you to kind of do it here for the Sean versus Wild podcast. Your tips, you're always giving helpful tips and deets on the YouTube. I would like to know, what are your helpful tips and details to survive Warped Tour if you were to speak to someone that has never been before in their life? Go.
I would say, you know, you can read all these great tips online. Obviously, drink water. Obviously, have sunscreen. But one thing I don't think people emphasize is be nice, because if you're super, super nice to people, especially the people working, the volunteers, you never know what opportunity that could open for you. So, you know, like maybe you don't get a wristband and like that's it. And, you know, like your last one, don't sit there and complain because you didn't get to go see your band signing or whatever. Instead, be like, thank you so much. You know what? I understand. And if you have a great attitude, you know, maybe they'll like let you stick around after and the band will be hanging around and maybe you can like get a quick hug or something. But like if you're like throwing a fit and stuff, then the people who are managing the tent or, you know, wherever they're working, they're gonna not want to work around you. They're gonna want you to kind of move along. So if you just go in with a positive attitude, everything's gonna turn out so much better. You'll enjoy yourself more. You can attract new friends because everyone who comes out here, we're all a bunch of little weirdos, and we all have similar interests. So if you're just super nice to everyone around you, you can make new friends. You can get new connections. You know, like someone might have a hookup that you're looking for. Like, oh, I wish I knew like where this signing was, and you know, you ask someone nicely. They might be able to tell you where it is, you know?
Exactly. Well, having a positive attitude, yeah, I never thought about that because I was genuinely thinking like, oh, bring sunscreen and drink water.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
Here's my tip. Don't dye your hair the night before. I feel like that's a big
warped word. Oh, God, that. Yeah.
That's something that I've seen 100,000 times where someone dyes their hair the night before or the mm-hmm. day of. And then that hair dye just runs down their face and bod all day long.
I actually have Warped Tour Bingo that we play in my tent, and that's something on my Warped Tour Bingo I check off. Like, hair dyed night before, running down face.
What else is
also,
on the bingo?
Also, make sure that you, like, wear, like, really good shoes. You know, walk around in your shoes if you're wearing new ones. Like, wear them the day before, break them in. But don't show up with brand new shoes. They're going to kill you.
Man. And sometimes I'll see people out there. Now, my fat ass is not one of these people, but like you'll see people rocking their flannel with their, you know, trip pants.
Like
and
a beanie and everything.
A beanie, a backpack, huge combat boots. And basically, maybe not all together, but these things are things that you'll never catch me wearing because they're either way too hot or just a genuine lack of comfort when you're outside on your feet in the sun all
day
long.
Like, think about walking around all day. Like, cuteness is one thing, but comfort is a whole nother, honey. You need to be comfortable.
Right. And there's nothing cuter than a t-shirt and jeans for everybody. I feel like that's perfectly
Seriously.
Fine. Or t-shirt and shorts, perfectly fine for anybody.
Just be comfortable, number one.
Yes. And sunscreen is very important because people drop like flies out there all the time.
Oh, God, yeah. That's the thing. Like, you want to spend all your money on, like, merch and cute things, but you also have to eat, and you also have to drink water. Usually you can bring in a water bottle, and we have refilling water stations that are free, so hit those up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the jam. And you're going to be out there at the Full Sail tent. Who are you excited most to see this summer?
I feel so bad. I don't think there's any bad band that I'm like, oh my God, I'm so stoked. I haven't seen them before. I mean, I grew up with the Atari, so I'm really excited to see them again. But they were out in 2013, so I remembered them. But honestly, I know this sounds really silly. I'm super excited for Attila just because it's like trash, like metal, and I just like to dance ridiculously in my tent. I feel like the more outrageous and offensive and off the wall something is, the more I'm into it.
Attila is a Warped Tour staple.
Yeah. Dude, I love Attila. Like, I know everyone's like, girl, but come on. It's good to dance to.
Yeah, and their shirts. I mean, you cannot leave Warped Tour without getting one Attila t-shirt.
I know. I wonder how many like kids like buy an Attila shirt, wear it around all day, and then their mom comes to pick them up, and they're like, oh, crap, I can't wear this. And their mom's freaking out.
Yeah, they're going to have
like
to hide it in their
thing
closet.
That happens. Yeah, she's like, but Swan hugged me, and I wore this.
I would suggest, since, you know, you're out with Full Sail, and you'll probably be somewhere near the Full Sail stage, to check out my boys in Knocked Loose. They're Louisville. They are Louisville boys, and they're going to be on Warped Tour this year. They're going to be on it all summer. So, give a big shout out to Knocked Loose and tell them that Sean versus Wild, says hello and that they need to do the podcast.
Absolutely. I'm going to, like, pass the battalion on to them. I'll be like, so I heard you're booked with Sean. Like, he said it's official. Like, you guys are just working out the date? Like, no, but you're, like, booked for the podcast, right?
It's funny. I've been in contact with Isaac, who's their guitarist, for, like, the last few weeks. And the thing is he and I've known him for 5 years, and I've known him since he was like 14, 15 years old. I've known him since he was like a young kid, just growing up playing music, and just back and forth. Like, we're trying to get our scheduling in. So every podcast that I do, I'm like, if anyone remotely knows Knock Loose, I'm like, hey, make sure to tell Knock Loose to go ahead and get on the podcast. Isaac Hale, if you're listening, you got to get on the podcast. But yeah, I would suggest check them out and tell them that I said hello.
That's like, I'm excited to do that, is like explore new bands this summer. That's when, like, because I don't know many of the bands, and I feel like an old fart, so I'm like, all right, I need to get in and see some of these bands. And apparently the Full Sail Stage has a great lineup.
Yeah.
So Knock Loose, gonna check them out.
Check them out. Well, you know how it is, though. You can only see X amount of bands. You can only see the bands that are close to whatever tent that you're in. So I don't blame you. When you're working the thing, you don't necessarily get to go out and see everyone that you wanted to see.
I want to see, like, I mean, obviously, I don't think they'll do it, but I want to see if I can get the setup crew to assign us, like, a different spot near a different stage each time, so I can, like, go the full circle and, like, sit by every stage and, like, just listen to the set all day.
And just enjoy.
You know, so I can get the full experience.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the real full Warped Tour experience. After 5 years, I want to see all the bands.
Yeah, like, guys, work with me here. Just place my tent strategically near a different stage every day.
I think that's a great idea. I think it's an absolute slam dunk. Knocked it out of the park on that
one. The only thing I would not want to do is, like, push my road case across giant fields. You'd be like, yeah, you have to walk a mile that way, and you'll get to your stage. I'll be like, no.
Yeah, I'm good. Just
I'll just go during lunch.
Exactly. You know what? I'll just check it out during the lunch break.
Which is totally flexible. Doable.
Absolutely. Very doable. And after 5 years on the tour, I have to know, you've got to have some juicy, behind-the-scenes, fun experiences that you're just dying to talk about. And I always have everyone that tours a lot talk about all of their favorite experiences past few years. What is your best tour story? Hit me with it. Hit the audience with your best story.
The number one rule about being on a tour bus, we all know. What's the number one rule? What do we not do on the bus? We don't poop on the bus.
Yes.
That's the number one rule. And one time, we had a newbie, and I mean, we still never figured out who it was, because we have, like, 17 newbies on my bus one year. But someone pooped in the toilet, so the toilet was broken. And bus call was until, like, 4 a.m. We didn't have a working toilet. I'm passed out in my bunk. It's like 3:00. We still got an hour before we're moving. And the girl who was working in the tent with me woke me up, and she's like, I have to pee right now, and we have a broken toilet, and I don't know what to do. And, like, our bus is parked in, like, a scary parking lot. Like, we're between a parking lot and a highway. There is, like, nothing out there. So we get out, and we're, like, walking around. And the only place to pee, like, not near someone's bus, is right in front of a highway. So we had to, like, pop a squat directly in front of a highway as people are driving by. Like, there's no brush coverage or anything. But, like, when you got to go on tour, you got to go.
That's
so
true.
We just, like, popped a squat and peed directly in front of a highway. And people were honking. And we tried to do it quickly and then ran back onto the bus, because we figured it's better to have a bunch of people on the highway see us then maybe someone's peeking out a window on a bus and they're going to see us the next day. Like, we'll never see those people on the highway. It's fine.
Very true.
So, yeah, I definitely pee in front of a lot of people on a highway once.
You know what you should do is just, like, get a container of Pogs or maybe, like, some dice. So that way, if that ever happens again, you can just pretend like you're shooting dice or playing Pogs with your friends in a squatting position. They'll never know.
That's kind of really genius.
Hey. I'm just saying, I mean, this is why I make the big bucks. This is why the podcast people pay me the big dollars here. It's these ideas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you should go on Shark Tank.
Why do you have these Pogs? I have my reasons. Leave me alone. It's in case I have to
you
pee on the highway.
You don't need to know.
But yeah, so what do you have planned here? What's your summer schedule like there on Warped Tour? Where are you going to be here? This will air on Tuesday, so Warped Tour will already been going on here. But what are some of your favorite venues, or where are some places that you're going that you're stoked about?
Some of the venues are new, so I'm really, really excited to see the new venues. Like, the venue today is new. The venue tomorrow in Salem is new. I love exploring all the new places, because I feel like the old ones, you get off the bus in the morning and you're like, ah, yes, I've been here. But there's also some venues that I'm absolutely in love with. The Nashville venue is always really fun, because it's kind of in the city, so you can leave and go see things.
Right.
We're not going to Canada anymore, which would have been cool, but I always really liked going up to Canada. That was one of my favorites.
We never got a chance to go to Canada because there would always be someone in our entourage that may have been arrested in the past, and they just don't let them in.
Yeah, well, now everyone just wants to go to Canada, don't they? That's like the new trend.
We'll
all get there eventually.
We'll all get there eventually. The Northern United States.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of going to Canada, I just had Simon from Alvarez Kings on the show a couple months ago now, and he was recounting his story. I don't know if you remember back in 2013, whenever the Alvarez Kings went to Canada, and then they got detained at the border,
yeah.
And he didn't get a chance to come back for 2 weeks.
I remember that. That was so tragic, because they had to get a different singers to come through, which was actually really cool to see. Like, you know, like they were down someone and like they brought other people came in and stepped up. That was really cool to see. But that was a really unfortunate situation.
Yeah. I mean, it was cool to see, but I bet, you know, I got Simon's side of the story where he's like, yeah, I just, you know, had to hang out in Canada for like 2 weeks at a friend's house that was gone on vacation. So I just hung out all by myself.
Well, I mean, you can eat a lot of poutine.
That's true. Who doesn't love poutine? I've been kind of really into that lately, but I mean, anything with fries in it, just count me in.
Yes, fries and gravy. Gravy's a great kind of condiment thing that no one appreciates, I feel.
Would you say gravy's like the new cheese?
No, possibly, because cheese has variations, so does gravy. Turkey gravy, gray gravy, white gravy. There's different gravies.
I just feel like cheese is on its way out. I mean, it's a big social fad. I get it.
You feel?
Cheese and bacon. There needs to be something else. There needs to be a new contender. Maybe gravy can take the throne from them.
Donuts are going to be on the way out.
Donuts are going to be on the way out.
I think they got too big too fast. Too big too fast.
Yeah,
pizza's iconic. Pizza's iconic enough to stick around as status symbol in the food world for a long time. But I feel like donuts are a very new thing. Then they got like put on all these T-shirts and everyone had pins. But I don't know. Cheese is just, well, maybe I'm partial because cheese is my everything.
Yeah. I agree. You know, I don't know. I just think that here's a real underrated food, because you're talking about donuts. I'm pretty into donuts. It's not big here in the Midwest yet. I mean, everybody eating it is big, but people freaking about it isn't big. But the underrated food for me is the burrito. I feel like tacos get all the glory. Pizza gets a lot of glory. The burrito, I feel, is the burrito's the new hamburger, I believe.
I love burritos. I am here for burritos, because it's everything you need and you can go to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can have a breakfast burrito, like a lunch burrito, and a dinner burrito.
Exactly. And it's, yeah, like you said, it's to go. Try to eat a taco when you're going down the highway. Impossible. A burrito, it's in its own pocket. It's self-sustainable. You can do that. You can take it with you.
Okay, here's a question.
All right, hit me with it.
Is a taco, a soft-shell taco, just an improperly folded burrito?
Yeah, I feel like it's just a half-ass burrito, a half-ass small burrito.
Yeah, like you clearly didn't fold up the end right, and you didn't put enough stuff in here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I feel about a taco. You clearly didn't put enough of the filling in it, and your tortilla is clearly too small. So it's clearly an inferior burrito is all it is.
Same. I just feeling it.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too. And speaking of things I'm feeling, I want to get back here because I know we keep dancing around. No, I like getting off topic, and that's what a podcast is all about. You can say whatever you want whenever you want. But I was going to say something that we keep touching on here, but I really wanted to go in depth with you, is the Shayzilla brand, is your cosplay. Because I've been keeping up on Facebook, and you got a lot going on right now as far as with your cosplay.
I have a closet that is overflowing with princess dresses and random cosplays that I keep throwing together by finding, like, different things around my house. And, you suggested Where in the World of Carmen Sandiego, so I actually got that real cheap on Amazon.
Heck
cosplay
yeah, dude.
On a budget.
Carmen Sandiego is kind of an unsung babe, I always thought. I'm like, oh, what a mysterious woman that's got a dangerous element to her. Perfect for cosplay.
I know. I'm like, but what are you actually doing, Carmen Sandiego? Are you actually secretly a villain? I feel like maybe. But for cosplay, oh, God. I actually started working originally for a entertainment company, and we do birthday parties, and started off as, like, Tinkerbell, and then I started morphing into all the other characters, and soon I owned, like, Tinkerbell, Ariel in her pink dress, Cinderella, Belle, Snow White, Sophia the First. It's like, I have them all just stored in my closet, and I get to do them for parties, and then on my own time, I just love to do random things in cosplay. I know that for the most part, people are like, I cosplay, like, they'll do, like, some pictures and stuff, and go to cons, and I'm like, I'm going to go get groceries as Tinkerbell because I feel like I'm Tinkerbell today. Like, I don't know. I like to kind of incorporate it, pieces of it at least, into my everyday life, which is always really fun because it's also my cosplay is very different than, I guess, my everyday life because all I wear is black. And then for cosplay, it's very colorful generally. So people always get a little shocked if, like, I'm wearing some, like, all black Blackcraft clothes or something, and I have a Tinkerbell wig on. People are like, what is she doing? Why is she doing that?
I've always known you as being a blonde. It's funny too, because I noticed you on there, like, I've always known you for being a blonde, and then you're like, oh, it's very different for me because I normally, like, you know, wear all black or whatever. And I was just like, man, I haven't every time I've ever hung out with you both summers, you've been blonde both summers.
Yeah, I've been like blonde and pink and purple, and then it goes back to blonde because summer bleaches your hair.
Right. You really have no choice, thanks to the sun. You have no choice but to be, have light hair.
Thank you.
So who is your who are some of your favorite? What are some of your favorite cosplays? Because I know you're neck deep in Disney princesses. Which of the costumes are your favorite?
I think in the Disney realm, my favorite is generally Cinderella, just because she's so iconic and her dress is big. And I always had dreams of a child wearing gigantic dresses. So Cinderella is probably my favorite Disney one. And then other than that, I love being Poison Ivy. I feel like she's very sassy and sultry. And I also just did Jessica Rabbit, and I had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, I saw those Jessica Rabbit. That turned out really well. That dress was some dress, I will say that.
It was, like, very, very tight, but very fun to do. And, of course, I had my best friend Alyssa out, and she's just getting into cosplay, too. And it was funny because I did Jessica Rabbit, and she was Lola Bunny. So Disney kind of different universe areas, but both rabbit bunnies. So it totally worked.
Yeah, that was great. I thought that was a very clever costume. And shout out to Alyssa. I haven't seen you in a couple years, and hopefully I'll be running into you soon, buddy. Hopefully you've been doing well out there. So.
I know. I'm so glad I got her all out all summer. She's mine.
Oh, she's going to be on Warped Tour?
Go on adventures. Yeah, she's out with Cat Clothing, which is a super fun company. If you like cats, they got all kinds of cute little kitties on them.
Well, I'm definitely going to go, and when I do, I mean, I'm going to hang out at least for a little bit with both
I know,
of you,
so
for sure.
What dates are you coming out? Like, can you come to more than one?
Yeah, I'll probably be... Indianapolis is a go-to for me. Indianapolis is about 2 hours. I have family that lives there. Cincinnati is about 90 minutes away. Nashville is about 3 hours south.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you're in the middle of a lot of them.
Yeah, I am in the middle of a lot of them. I mean, the Chicago area one is not too far. The St. Louis area one is not too far.
Do they? Is there St. Louis and Chicago this year, or did I just make that up?
No, I'm pretty sure there's St. Louis and Chicago.
Whatever. You know, it's always just like outside of those cities, so I'm always just like,
yeah.
Such a place I've never heard of in Illinois. Is that near Chicago or St. Louis, Missouri, or something? Like, where is that? So, anyway, I'm in the crossroads of America. That's what Indiana is called. So, yeah, I'm near a few. So I'm going to come out, hang out for sure, get a really bitchin' tan while I'm out there. Get a nice tank top tan.
Oh, yeah. Protect the head.
Exactly. I'm bald, and that's the first thing that gets burnt is my head.
Lots of sunscreen.
I know. I'm just going to get a tan so I look like Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then we can, you know, I'll go cosplay with you, but I'll be Stone Cold and you can be Jessica Rabbit.
And I was like, I don't know if lady wrestler. I don't know.
Oh, you should look up, do yourself a favor, do a Google image search. There is a lady wrestler that you should look into. Somebody should.
Is it Paige? Does everyone think I look like Paige?
Well, I'm going in a different direction here. Look up Alexa Bliss. She's the women's champion right now.
Oh, Tatiana told me to look her up. Yeah, she's badass.
5 feet of fury. I think you could cosplay her. If you were blonde again, you definitely could.
Oh, my God, yes. Let me get all ripped first. I'll focus on this.
I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to be hitting the weights all summer to make this happen.
She has to pull off the cosplay.
Exactly. So who's your favorite Disney princess? That's really the question that's on my mind. Is I know who your favorite one is to cosplay now, Cinderella, but who's your favorite overall? Who's the best one?
My favorite, and I think personally she's the most underrated princess, is Tiana from The Princess and the Frog.
That's a good one.
She is a bad bitch. I love that, like, in her movie, first it was like one of the last animated Disney movies. You know, now they're all kind of that Pixar CGI stuff, but for The Princess and the Frog, it was amazing because she didn't start off like, oh, one day I'll find my prince, la la la. She was like, no, I'm working really hard to save up money to own my own restaurant and own my own business. And I was like, yes, girl, yes, you know, screaming my little heart out watching it. Plus, the music is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that southern twang stuff.
And also the villain, very tight in that movie. The voodoo
so
guy.
Crazy.
Very, very cool. I miss the fact that Disney used to animate things like not with the full CG. I kind of miss that style. I wish that every once in a while, I mean, I know that it's probably not economically feasible to do it at this point, but every once in a while, I wish they would throw back one. Just a nice new animated, full-length animated feature for us diehards out there.
We need one more.
Yeah, at least one more. Here's some underrated Disney princesses in my book. Not actually princesses, but pretty underrated. One, Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, Queen! Oh, my God, that is my all-time favorite Disney movie. All-time, hands down, is Hunchback of Notre Dame, hands down.
That's a good one. And I'm thinking Esmeralda is, she's pretty unsung. She's an unsung babe too, a little under the radar. But she's a gypsy, not necessarily a Disney princess. So I don't know how they're going to classify that. But then again, Pocahontas, not really royalty. You know what I'm saying? But she's part of the princess thing. So I don't know where the classification comes from. Just strong, independent, badass women.
Daughter. Well, yeah, it's funny because like Disney like is really strict about their princess lineup. Like, Anna from Frozen, like, so successful. She's not in the official Disney princess lineup, and neither is Elsa. I mean, Elsa's obviously a queen, but, like, when they push out all their merch and they have the whole Disney princess lineup, neither Anna nor Elsa are represented. But Pocahontas is there, and Mulan is there. Mulan is fierce as all hell, too.
Yeah, Mulan is tight. Mulan has a great soundtrack, also.
Yes!
But the Disney movie for me, two Disney movies that are my favorite, top of the top for me, that have killer soundtracks. Unfortunately, neither one of them have a real prominent Disney princess. Number one, The Emperor's New Groove. Love that movie.
So good.
Number two, this is probably the most unsung, in the Disney catalog, because it's not even really recognized as one of the full-length animated features, even though it's a Disney full-length animated feature. A Goofy movie.
What do you mean that's not considered? That's iconic.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but they don't like, you know, it's not like Sword in the Stone, a Goofy movie, you know, Robin Hood. Like, it's just not, for some reason, I feel like it's just not part of that canon or whatever, or that classification, but that's a good one. I mean, Roxanne, another unsung Disney female character, but not a princess. But a Goofy movie, what a soundtrack. That's one of my faves.
It, like, really captured the time period, too.
I agree.
I think that's what's so great about it.
Yeah, that's Tevin Campbell singing the Powerline songs, for all of you out there that remember Tevin Campbell. That's him. But, yeah. And then what kind of costumes do you have coming up? What's in the works? I know you said you got Carmen Sandiego.
Yes.
In the works.
Carmen is coming up. I am trying to work my own Catwoman costume. I have a base for it. So now I have to kind of finagle it and make it my own. I'm not very good at sewing. So a lot of the times what I do is I'll see if I can piece things together on my own and kind of patchwork quilt it, or I just order it online, which there's no shame in doing that. You know, if you can't sew, you can't sew.
Right.
But part of the fun of cosplay is getting creative. So I've been kind of doing my own personal shopping in my closet and just holding things up differently with different things and trying to imagine this could work for this character kind of thing.
Yeah. That's cool too. Just not to be as conventional, you know, you're just kind of making something out of things that you have already in the household, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, too, if you can't really sew that well, you can really look into Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman costume from Batman Returns, because all the stitches are on the outside and they're kind of slapdash done.
Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd like get one piece and be like, I'm just going to sew things on this.
Exactly. Here's some other ideas that I had for you. You can say yay or nay. Like Carmen Sandiego, that got a big yay. Alexa Bliss, you're going to look her up from WWE.
Yeah.
She's 5 feet of fury. She's also the women's champion. So I would suggest that would be a cool cosplay. Also,
hell yeah.
Kiss. Do you remember the band Kiss?
I
feel like you and three of your friends could do some cool, badass feminine versions of Kiss.
I am 1,000% down, because also I already have Kiss boots. Like, I'm ready for this.
Well, if you
I
already have Kiss boots, that's half the
battle. I got
battle.
Kiss boots. But, dude, think about this. What if I cosplay as Kiss? What if someone comments and thinks I'm in Black Veil Brides? What do I do?
Well, make sure you wear a lot of the. Make sure you get all the white face paint in. I think, and then make sure your face paint's on point. I think that.
Yeah, I mean, they have very iconic looks. Like, it's very specific.
But you would never know, because one time I was watching a Slipknot DVD, and this drunk person said, "Who is this?" And I was like, "Oh, this is Kiss," thinking that was hilarious, and they believed me.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I've literally, that happened about a decade ago, and I just recalled that out of my memory, and I still think that's hilarious. They're like, "Who is this?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Kiss." And they're like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." I'm like, "Yeah, this is definitely not Kiss. This is definitely Slipknot, another band with a super recognizable, iconic look."
Yes.
So, yeah. And then what are you going to do? So all summer here, you're going to be on the Warped Tour. What do you do in your spare time when you're not at the tent? When you're not slinging the Full Sail, the good news about Full Sail to the masses, what do you do to unwind? What do you do when you're on your bus? Like, what do you do when you're on Shay's time?
Well, I'll be completely honest. I am a social butterfly, and I have so many friends on Warped Tour, and I have a lot of friends in Orlando, but I feel like I have more friends on Warped Tour from doing this for so many years, for the whole summer. So I just spend all of my time trying to catch up with all my friends, hearing about their adventures. You know, sometimes they're in band merch and I'm not near band merch. So I'll be like, "Oh, what was your day like today? What was the crowd like?" So honestly, I just spend all my time with all my friends.
Yeah. The barbecues.
And every once in a while we'll go exploring. Yes, the barbecues.
The barbecues are a great place to meet everybody and hang out with everybody. And that's my favorite part. After a long day, getting to get a cold beer with your friends and, you know, eat a veggie burger with your friends, you can't ask for anything more than that.
Exactly. And the barbecue bands are always really great. They're always really nice.
Yeah.
Music, some dancing.
Reckless Serenade killed it last year as the barbecue band. Absolutely killed it.
They were great.
Maybe the best. Maybe the best ever.
Yeah, I feel like they raised the bar. So now it's going to be like a whole new standard.
It's going to be a tough band
to beat. But I'm sure these new guys are going to be great.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, what I always did was I was a big reader. I would read a lot whenever I wasn't doing anything. That was always my go-to. And then I would always meet somebody that had, like, a DVD player, and we would watch, like, Coming to America. I feel like that was another thing that we did. I did a lot. I would watch, like, Coming to America or Hot Rod or the other three movies we had in our van.
Well, I'm definitely going to be hitting up that, you know, like the $5 movie bin at Walmart for next run. We got a DVD player on the bus, and I'm like, all right, what cheesy movies can we find? Probably Hot Rod. You know, I feel like that's always there. It's a good one.
Hot Rod is a great movie for tour. Also, Freddy Got Fingered was another movie that made a lot of tours with us back in the day.
We always, I always end up on a bus with a lot of girls, so we're always like, we have to find Clueless. We end up watching Clueless.
Clueless is the jam. I remember as a kid having a VHS copy of Clueless, but it was actually just like taped back when you could put two VCRs together and tape a VHS tape onto another. So it was, there was Clueless and Mortal Kombat because my sister got to rent a movie and I got to rent a movie. And they were on the same tape. So, I've seen Clueless.
That sounds like a great combo.
Yes, I've seen Clueless and Mortal Kombat about 5,000 times apiece. And Clueless holds up much better than Mortal Kombat did.
But the Mortal Kombat soundtrack, though.
Yeah.
It's so great for working out.
At least that one song. I couldn't tell you any other songs from the soundtrack except for the one where the dude shouts,
true.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, okay, true. That's the only one I'm thinking of.
Couldn't tell you another song from it.
I'm sure they're great.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all great. I'm sure I would love to have the soundtrack. Listeners, if you have the soundtrack, you want to turn me on to the soundtrack, feel free to mail the soundtrack to me if you like. I would be more than happy to listen to all the other tracks. Or maybe just send me a link because we're in the 21st century and you can just send me a link to the soundtrack. Or I can just get on Spotify and look it up myself. I don't know what I'm saying here. I'm going to have to check that out.
Let's hope it's on Spotify. Sometimes they, like, hold gems away from us.
Yeah, maybe like, maybe it's like Garth Brooks or, like, Prince. They're just going to, like, hold it over our
Prince
heads.
Prince is on Spotify now!
I know, exactly.
They just put him on!
I've been checking that out for sure. What's your favorite Prince song?
Probably When Doves Cry, just because, like, I have, like, a dance I do to it that I made up when I was, like, 4. That I still do to it.
Classic. That song is pretty fierce. Guitar solo is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really into early Prince, actually. Like, that second album where he's, like, he's like blue background, no shirt. I believe it's called For You. That's my jam right there.
Yes.
I Want to Be Your Lover. That's a great tune. That's one of my favorites. So I grew up in a household that really appreciated Prince and Michael Jackson.
See, my family didn't really. I feel so bad. Like, I didn't really know Michael Jackson was like a big thing in my household growing up. I had no idea. I was so sheltered. My parents just shoved Rolling Stones and the Grateful Dead down my throat. I wanted to puke.
Well,
and like, I got some Prince because my mom worked out to Prince, but yeah, Michael Jackson, I'd hear him on the radio and I'd be like, I like this. My parents were like, yeah, but we listen to rock. I don't know.
But we rock. Hey, that'd be pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Now you got all
I'm
the
like,
stones.
Okay, guys. Whatever you say.
Whatever you say, parents. I'm just going to listen to NSYNC if that's cool with you.
Oh, just my jam.
Yeah.
And what kills me now is my mom looks at me and, you know, I wear all black. I wear black lipstick. I listen to, like, Attila and Cradle of Filth. And she's like, what happened to you? I'm like, what did you do in my childhood? Look what you did. This is how I came out.
You've made me this
way,
mother.
I'm going to end up like a little rocker chick.
That's what happens when you listen to too much rock. You just get real.
I know. It was Aerosmith.
It was Aerosmith and you renting the craft for me.
Yes. I love The Craft.
That's a movie. Okay, especially if you're in a bus full of women, if you want to get the party started, The Craft will do it every time. Trust me on this one.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for that one, too.
That's a pro tip. That's a pro tip, man. The Craft is going to get a party started. Women love The Craft. And I do, too. Can't blame them. It's a great film.
It's a fact.
We bind you, Nancy. We bind you from doing harm. Harm to yourself and harm to others.
I, like, say that to, like, random objects. Like, if something won't, like, stand still, I'll be like, I bind you. I bind you from moving. I bind you from falling over. I bind you to, like, exactly where you are.
Perfect.
Like, is that normal? Does it work?
I kind of think Fairuza Balk is, there's something about her that I am attracted to, and there's something about her that I am afraid of. And I think that's...
I want to know what happened to her. Like, she's not really in a lot of movies anymore. What is she doing now?
I don't know. And I couldn't tell you the last movie that I saw her in. Maybe The Waterboy was the last
Waterboy,
movie.
Waterboy, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I might have seen her. Fairuza Balk, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, do me a favor. Just drop me or Shay a line. Let us know you're doing okay, because we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Yeah. Maybe The Craft, too. Maybe if you want to cast us in it. I mean, there could be a boy.
You can kill me.
There could be a bald 30-year-old man, like, in your group of people. For The Craft too, I think I would be great. You'd fit right in, Shay. I don't have to lobby for you, but I'm just going to lobby for myself.
I feel like a baby craft person. Baby craft witch.
Second generation. The Craft, new generation. It could happen.
And then she can come in and school me, and it could be a whole thing. Yeah. Okay, look, we already have half the script written.
Right, absolutely. We're gonna pitch it. Steven Spielberg, I know you're a long-time listener. You're going to want to pick up this project. Maybe not you personally, but DreamWorks. I think could really benefit from The Craft 2, The New Generation, starring Fairuza Balk and Shay Ryan.
I am here for this.
I am 100% down. Well, Shay, as we are winding down, what do you want to say to everybody out there that's listening? Because I know that all your friends and family, all your Warped Tour friends and family, you're going to be telling everybody, look, I'm on the Sean vs. Wild podcast, guys.
I am. You already know I'm going to share this everywhere.
So what are you going to say to all the listeners out there?
Well, before I say anything to them, first, I have to thank you for bringing me on and talking to me. This has been awesome and so much fun. I've never been on a podcast. So first and foremost, Mr. Sean, thank you.
Oh, well, and I thank you for doing it and bearing with me. I had a few technical difficulties and literally just came straight from work and gave you a call because I know that you're going to be busy. You got a party that you're going to be going to.
Yes. And I got to go to the Hard Rock.
Got to go to the Hard Rock. Isn't it nice to just be like, oh, I'm on Warped Tour. I got to go to this Hard Rock after or post or kickoff party. I don't know, whatever you would call it.
It's open bar. How dare they?
Man, I do remember when they threw a party at the Hard Rock in Vegas in 2014.
Oh, my gosh. How did we live?
I'm not sure how, speaking for myself personally, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if you ever met Matt Ray, who was our merch guy. You might know him as, he never wore a shirt, tattooed all over his chest, and he just was like a very Kentucky-looking guy. And I know Alyssa definitely knows Matt Ray because she cornrowed his hair one time. But he gave me like $20 and he's like, hey man, let's hit the slots. And cause he knows that I would never gamble with my own money. And so he gave me like $20 bucks and I won like $150. And then he didn't ask for any of it back. I was like, well, let me give you some of this money back. And he's like, no man, it's all yours. And I was drunk. And so was he. That's one of the things that I remember from being in Vegas.
Well, it sounds like you came out on top.
Yeah. Well, and I've just broke the rule because you know what happens in Vegas typically stays in Vegas. We broke the rule. I will say this, too, about Kiss in Vegas. I did go to the Kiss Museum that was there, and that was the most piss-ass thing I've ever been to. Kiss Museum, if you're listening, it did not live up to my standards, and you can't just put Blacklight Putt-Putt Golf in and then call it a Kiss Museum, okay? That's all.
Oh, my God, disappointment.
I know. They had two pinball machines and a putt-putt golf course. It was lame.
Yeah, I expect expect more from they're not just a band, they are a brand.
Exactly. They have a 40-year legacy, and this is all you give me? This is dumb. Oh, well. I digress. So anyway, what are you going to say to all those out there that are going to be listening?
Thanks for hanging out, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. Make sure you subscribe to Sean because he's amazing. And best life advice I can give is stay positive, because it's much more enjoyable to focus on the positive things in life and kind of focus on your happiness than it is to dwell in any of the sad things. I know it sounds kind of obvious, but seriously, like, just look for the good things in everything, and it makes life so much better. Also, subscribe to me on YouTube and Instagram. Everything is Shayzilla, so you can find me on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, and just come hang out with me and see all my weird things.
I'm going to have to follow you on Snapchat. I'm not the best Snapchatter, but I've been working on my social media, so you can keep me posted on all the haps that's going on at Warped Tour for the next month or so until I see you in Indianapolis or Cincinnati or both.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So, yeah. And stay positive out there. What a great idea, or what a great tip. Going back to when you were like, hey, what's the best tip you can give somebody at Warped Tour? Stay positive. That's a great idea, because it's going to be hot out there all day long.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be with your friends. You're going to argue and fight over who you're going to see or who you're not going to be able to see. You're going to be standing in line for autographs. You're going to be standing in line for merchandise. It might rain. It might be muddy. But it's going to be the best day of your life if you let yourself have a good time. Stay positive.
Best day ever.
Exactly. The best day ever. And I had the best day ever just catching up with you. Thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're very welcome. I'm going to let you go party. Tell all my Warped Tour homies that I said hello. Tell those dudes in Knocked Loose I said hello. Guys, this has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, Sean Thriller Smith. If you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. It's on iTunes. It's on Stitcher. It's on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you get podcasts. It's on YouTube, whatever. Most importantly, follow Shayzilla, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those good places. Shay, it's been so awesome. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you, Sean. I'll see you so soon.
All right. Love you, buddy. I'll see you in Indianapolis.
Love you, man. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Guys, this has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.